朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这个是经历上说的，还是圣经上有这么说？
And did the Bible said this, or is it of your own experience?
我们在读罗马书八章三十一节到三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
好，这既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？特别是三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们？
Verse 31 and 32, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all,How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
我相信我们都有基本的领悟力，对不对？
So, brothers and sisters, I believe that we all have a basic level of comprehension.
这句话的意思就是神连他儿子都给了，更不要说万物。
In other words, God, if he's given his own son, what thing would he withhold?
今天你我所有想追求的不过是整个万物中的一点点而已。
Everything that we are pursuing, we want, is but a very small portion of all things in this universe, right?
在神的眼中，他的儿子远超过万物。
In the eyes of God, his son surpasses all things.
这是神要给我们最上好的礼物。
And this is the very best that God wants to give us.
所以在旧约用迦南美地做表号。
And so in the Old Testament, we see this beautiful land is the type of Christ, type of Jesus.
新约里面我们知道是指的基督来说的。Christ is all and in all.
In the New Testament, we see that it is speaking of Christ because Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
I say again, Christ is all and in all.
那我很简单的举三个例子就好，这已经足够了。
And again, very quickly, we'll look at these examples, and they're sufficient for us to understand.
第一个，他讲到在基督里。那个全备的祝福。
And for foremost, it speaks of the fullness of the blessings of God in Christ.
以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that in Christ, God has given us all the heavenly blessings in Him.
其实你要注意到哈，保罗非常喜欢用形容词，而且他用的形容词都是非常超越的。
You see that Paul loves to use adjectives. He loves to use descriptive words, and they're wonderful words.
神把祝福给我们。
God has given us a blessing.
我们需要了解我到底得到了什么祝福。
We need to understand what manner of blessing have I received.
有没有人去年拿到的生日礼物到现在没打开的？
And has anyone received the birthday present last year is still packed?
你不打开你怎么知道你得到了什么？
You haven't unwrapped it yet, so you don't know what you got.
这里说到神所赐给我们的祝福是天上的祝福。
And here it says that the blessings that we receive are from the heavenly places.
是属灵的祝福。
There are spiritual blessings.
而且天上所有属灵的祝福都给了。
And all the spiritual blessings, all the blessings in heaven has been given to us.
换句话说，没有留下一样神不给我。
Another word that God has not withheld anything from us.
你们怎么都不喜乐呢？
How come I don't see any smiles?
没有一样没有给我们。
How come you're not rejoicing? Not a thing has been withheld from us.
这个叫做全备的祝福。
This is the fullness of the blessings of God.
不管你读英文本，你去读原文本，它是用曾经已经给了。
And the verse uses the past tense that he has already given to us.
不是准备给，是已经给了。
He has blessed us already. He's already given it to us.
所以年长弟兄讲了一句话我觉得很好，他说我们的神不是零售商，他是批发商。
And our elderly brother has said that he is not
a retail seller.
He's not a retail seller. He's a wholesaler.
他一次完全永远的把所有的祝福已经给我们。
Once and forever and for all, he has given us all the blessings.
我们不是缺少喜乐，说神啊，求你给我喜乐，我最近太痛苦了。
And we're not saying, oh Lord, I don't have enough joy. Please give me some joy.
我不是因为缺少平安，因为缺少得胜，因为缺少圣洁，我分别的去向神求。
That I lack peace, I lack holiness, and I lack security. So individually, I come and ask of the Lord.
神已经一次完全而且永远的 都给了我们。
God has once and for all and forever has given to us all of it.
第二个，讲到在基督里丰盛的生命。
Secondly, speaks of the fullness of the life of Christ.
哥罗西书第二章第九节到第十节，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了这丰盛。
In Colossians chapter 2 says all the fullness of God dwells in Christ bodily, and we have received that fullness.
不光是属灵的祝福
Not only spiritual blessings.
平安啊，喜乐啊，圣洁啊，得胜啊，这些都是我们喜欢的。
Peace, joy, victories, holiness, we love all these things.
医治啊，健康啊，这都是我们喜欢的。
Healing, health, we love all these things.
但是哥罗西书第二章讲到神本性，就是他的生命，他的性情。
But Colossians tells us the very nature of God, the very likeness of God, He has given it to us in Christ.
所以我们在新人门训里面一再强调，新约的子民多么有福。
And in the Newman discipleship, we continue to emphasize how blessed we are for those of us who are saints in the New Testament.
旧约只是用外面的祝福。让百姓们去体会啊
And the Old Testament only are able to allow the people of God to come to comprehend from the outward blessings.
那些不过是后世的影儿，只是 shadow， 只是一个影子而已。
All those things that they experience, they are all but shadows.
现在基督来了
but now Christ has come.
所以我们在新人门训里面特别讲到，我们要在这里享受基督的内住，接受基督的替代。活出基督的荣美来。
And so in the New Testament, we talk about we need to come and enjoy the indwelling Christ, the substitution of Christ, and to be able to live out Christ.
所以在基督里丰盛的生命。
And here in us, the fullness of the life of Christ.
第三件事情讲到在基督里面最深的满足跟完全的安息。
Thirdly, the deepest satisfaction and the complete rest that we have in Christ.
我们没有时间去读希伯来书第三章后半跟第四章的前半。
Hebrews chapter, end of Hebrews chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4.
例如说第三章十九节，他说这样看来他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故。
Chapter 3 tells us that they were not able to enter into God's rest because of unbelief.
讲到旧约那般百姓为什么倒闭旷野不能进入迦南的原因
it speaks of that first generation why they fall into the wilderness and they were not able to enter into Canaan
希伯来作者没有用不能进入迦南而是用不能进入安息来形容迦南地
the author of the book of Hebrews did not use the words they were not able to enter into Canaan but they were not able to enter into rest
换句话说迦南地在这里表明它是我们最深的满足它是我们完全真正的安息
Again, Canaan represents our deepest satisfaction our deepest rest in the Lord
能不能说有主够了
Are we able to say it is enough for me to have the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹整个迦南地我就这样简单复习一下这三件重要的事情
And very very quickly I have a broad stroke I help you to understand and review what is this land of Canaan
在基督里全备的祝福
The fullness of the blessing in Christ.
在基督里丰盛的生命。
And the fullness of the life of Christ.
在基督里最深的满足和完全的安息。
And the deepest satisfaction and peace in Christ.
全讲到在基督里。
It all speaks of what we have in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里它是一种境界。
And in Christ, it is a place, it is a realm that we are in.
它是一个范围。
And there is a distinct boundary.
它也说出了一种生命的性质。
It speaks of the very nature of its living.
所以什么时候在基督里这三三样事情都要领导我们。
So whenever we are in Christ, these three things are evident in our lives.
在我往下讲之前
，As I continue in the message today，
刚才我们读的那段经文也告诉我们，迦南地是有范围的。
And the scripture that we talked about tells us very clearly that this land has a boundary.
你就看那个有颜色的部分就好了。
Look at the chart on your right. It's the portion that has color.
这是神给他的应许之地。
And this is the promised land that God spoke of.
东边。
On the,
你们的这边东边是亚拉伯旷野跟沙漠地
On the east is the land of the Arabs the land of the deserts
充满了荒凉叫人失迷的地方
It is desolate It is a place where people could easily get lost
你们的西边是大海
And on your west is the great sea
我们喜欢海但是圣经上用海的形容常常形容死亡
And we love the ocean, we love the sea, but oftentimes scripture illustrates death with the term sea.
你没路可走的。
And there's no place, there's no path to walk on.
南边是埃及地。
And in your south is the land of Egypt.
讲到世界的繁华、诱惑、捆绑。
It speaks of the richness of this world, the temptation of the world, the wealth that's coming out of the world.
北边推罗西顿或是现在的所谓的叙利亚，就是巴兰，都是仇敌占据的地方。
And in the north is the Syria. It is the place where the enemies dwell.
换句话说，你在迦南地，你就享受这一切的祝福。
And in other words, if you are in the land of Canaan, you will enjoy all the blessings.
你只要一跨出迦南地，你不是落在仇敌的手中，进入荒凉，进入死亡，就是被世界捆绑。
And if you walk outside the boundary of Canaan, either you're in desolation and death, or into the world.
今天也是讲到我们在基督里的情形。
Today it is equally true for us who are Christians today.
我想这样子的一个复习有帮助于我们底下来看这三个应许到底它指的什么。
I know that this review, I trust it is helpful for you to understand what are these three promises is pointing to.
这里讲到的三个应许，第一件事情。
The three promises, the very first one.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地都必赐给你们为业。
Every place that your soul treads shall be your inheritance.
好，弟兄姊妹，脚掌所踏之地表明什么
？Brothers and sisters, what does that symbolize? The places where your soul treads.
不是光说说听听而已。
It is not just simply to talk about or what I hear.
也不是说说自己羡慕有个心愿而已。
Or simply have a longing and a desire within your heart.
而是脚踏实地的去经历它。
But you actually went and physically experienced and took the steps.
我们对圣经上所启示的真理，对神所应许的所赐的应许，我们有第一。
That the biblical scriptural promises and the words and the words of God that you firsthand have experienced them.
今天有多少的基督徒缺少第一手的经历？
That so many Christians today lack that firsthand experience of God.
我们得到的都是二手货
and everything that we receive are second-handed
或者我们持守的都是陈年老货
and everything that we hold fast to are second-handed or from the past generation
我十年前被圣灵充满的时候怎么样怎么样怎么样
10 years ago I was filled by the spirit of God I was like this
过了二十年后又在讲我三十年前被充满的时候怎么样怎么样怎么样
and after 20 years I speak about what I have experienced 30 years ago
牙齿都掉光了。我六十年前被圣灵充满的时候是怎样怎样
？While my teeth are gone, I still say, "Oh, 60 years ago, I was like this."
你从前被充满可贵，今天呢
？You were filled by the Spirit of God in the past. That's wonderful. But what about today?
圣经上说要被圣灵充满是现在事，是一直进行的，是一直需要的。
The Scripture tells us that to be filled by the Spirit is a continual process, a daily process.
我们缺少第一手的经历。
And so we lack this very first-hand experience.
我们缺少持续被更新的心力。
And we lack this continual experience of being filled by the Lord.
可能你刚信主或者被主复兴的时候，走路走得很认真。
Perhaps when you just came to faith in Christ and you were very, very diligent and you were very zealous for the Lord, you walked very seriously.
但是我想问你，你是不是已经停留很久了
？But I want to ask you this question.Have you paused for a while?
没有一个基督徒可以停止成长的。
There's not a single Christian that can pause in growth.
没有一个基督徒可以停止不往前去的。
There's not a single Christian can pause and not progress and move forward.
每走一步路赐给我们为业。
Every step we take, it's our inheritance.
多宝贵啊！
How precious is that?
你看这些人在山上走，他们的视野开阔，心胸开阔。他们亲自去经历神给他们的应许。
Here's a simple picture as people are walking, are hiking. They bring in and draw in everything they've observed and they receive. It becomes theirs.
那可能一看到爬山就不想哈。
Or maybe you see somebody hiking, you say, I don't want to do that.
我小的时候，很羡慕人家来美国哈，因为很小嘛。
And when I was younger, I really admire those who have the opportunity to come to America.
然后我也听说美国有个迪士尼乐园
And I've heard of Disneyland. 啊，
所以如果有一天
So one day,
啊，有人帮我买的机票
If somebody bought a pay for my airfare,
帮我解决了所有的问题，让我能够有资格从台湾跑到美国来到迪士尼
And take care of all of my expenses and all of anything that is in the way and brought me here in America and into Disneyland.
付了重价，让我没有资格，不可能的变成可能了
And they have paid a very handsome price that what was impossible for me now has become possible.
就好像我们原来是罪人，没有资格来到神面前承受祝福一样
Just as we were sinners and we have no right, we have no way of coming before the Lord to inherit His goodness.
我们用血付了代价，让我们可以来。
But Christ has paid the price with His blood that we may now come before God.
请问，我坐了十几个小时的飞机，人家花了这么重大的钱把我带到这里，如果我只在门口不进去的话， 你觉得我是不是傻瓜？
And I ask you this question. If someone has paid this handsome price for me, I flicked tens of hours to come to America, and now I come and stand right at the gate and not go in. Do you think that I'm a dummy?
绕了八个小时回台湾说我到过迪士尼乐园。
And then I will even walk around this, this park, and I will go back to Taiwan and say, I tell everybody, I went to Disneyland.
你们都会嘲笑这个孩子。
You guys will all laugh at this kid.
你需要进去。
You need to go in.
你需要脚踏实地。
You need to step into the park.
里面有 castle, 里面有 space mountain, 里面有 a small world.
Wow.There's a castle, there's a space mountain, there's a small world that you got to experience.
有那么多开你眼界兴奋的经历可以让你去经历、啊、
So many things that would just make your eyes wide open for you to experience.
我们要起来要走路、啊、
We need to get up and get inside.
那个西谷房子多贵、
The housing here in the Silicon Valley is so expensive.
如果我跟你说让你十分钟不管跑多少房子都送给你你跑不跑
and I tell you in 10 minutes if you run whatever you cover in the And your run, it is yours. Are you going to run?
我这个老骨头跑走路都喘气的，我也跑。
I will breathe heavily even walking fast. I'm going to take a jog.
在基督里的产业远超过这个，有一天要被火烧掉的。
But all the blessings, all the inheritance in Christ surpasses all these things that will be burned up one day.
不要再浪费我们的恩典，不要再辜负神给我们的呼召。
Don't waste away the blessings of God, the callings of God.
起来走路。
Get up and walk.
凡我们脚掌所踏之地都要赐给我们。
Everywhere your soul tread, it shall be yours.
第二个。
Secondly,
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
In all the days of your life, no man shall be able to hinder your progress.
属灵的道路上，要承受产业的路上，一定有仇敌的拦阻。
In this spiritual way, in this way of receiving the inheritance of God, you will face enemies.
在信心的路上，没有人不接受考验的。
And by the way of faith, no one's not going to be tested.
你不要以为你的难处。很特别，每一个人都有难处。
I don't think that, oh, maybe my trials are especially different. Everyone have their own trials.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这个难处上
But brothers and sisters, in the midst of these difficulties,
只有因着我们不信神，它才会成为障碍物。
Only when we no longer believe in God does it become an obstacle.
难处是一定有的。
The obstacles will be there. Difficulties will be there.
撒迦利亚书第四章告诉我们，大山啊，这么大的难处。
Zechariah tells us, oh, mountains.
大山啊，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯面前必要成为平地。
Mountains, what are you? You count nothing. In the face of Zerubbabel, you will be a flat plain.
所以不是没有难处。
It is not that there aren't any difficulties.
而是信心，没有信心，缺乏信心，让它拦阻我们往前。
But whether we have faith or not, whether it will be something that prohibits us from moving forward.
更何况圣经告诉我们但没有时间读没关系生命记第九章第六节他说我们的神像烈火一样已经先过去了
Deuteronomy chapter 6 says that our God is like a consuming fire that proceeds before us
他像烈火一样 consuming fire 已经先过去了
He's like a consuming fire that has already passed before us
才让我们过去
And then he says come along
所以仇敌早已经被他瓦解了
As you come to realize the enemy has already been consumed
他今天只是装样子来吓唬我们
And today he's only pretending to come to scare us
所以你看到了约书亚记第四章
And you come to Joshua chapter 4
23节他说耶和华在你们面前等着你们过去
That the Lord our God is waiting for us to enter in
所以神在约旦河对面迦南美地在那里等着百姓们过去
So the Lord is on the other side of the Jordan waiting for the people to come across the river
他说就好像从前在红海的对面等着你们过来一样
Just as the Lord was waiting on the other side of the Red Sea waiting for us to cross
弟兄姊妹你不觉得这些经文充满了安慰吗
Brothers and sisters, don't you discover that these words are full of comfort?
我们早晨起来这一天还没过我们的神已经先过去了
This morning before you've even gone through your day the Lord has proceeded before you
你可能会说今天怎么又碰到这件事今天怎么有这么大的打击
And you would say today how come I would encounter this again how come there was such an obstacle in my way
神不仅仅已经先过去了
But the Lord says I have already proceeded before you
他是像烈火一样先过去已经把仇敌制服了
And he says I'm a consuming fire it has gone before you your enemy has already been destroyed
我们只要凭着信心往前跨
that by faith you take the steps forward
仇敌成为我们的食物仇敌要成为我们的祝福
the enemies will be your food they will become your blessings
所以诗篇139篇他说我一生的日子你所量定的日子我连一天 还没有过，你都已经写在册子上。
Psalm 119 tells us that before I have lived a single day of my life, they've already been written.
这不是光一天、一个月、一年的事，是整个一生，神已经先走过了。
It is not just merely a month or a day, but all the days of your life, God already gone through it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等宝贵的应许。
And brothers and sisters, what a wonderful promise from the Lord.
最后，对不起，我一定要插下来讲一下，这个2004年，神给了我们教会一句话。
In 2004, the Lord has given us a particular word.
我希望你们永远都记得，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
And the words were, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
然后十个探子报恶信的时候，加勒凭信心讲信心的话。
And when the 10 other spies all gave a discouraging news, but Caleb and Joshua, they gave the words of promise.
2004年，神对我们这么一个软弱、这么渺小的一个教会说这样子的话的时候，我们真的是凭信心顺服他。
We look at ourselves, we were weak, we were nothing, but the Lord gave us His words, and by faith we trusted in Him.
神把这块地赐给我们。
And so the Lord has given us this possession.
八亩地。
Eight acres.
你一亩地大概等于现在一般的标准房子七个房子占一亩地。
One acre is about the size that could occupy seven homes.
神把八亩地赐给我们，不过用700万。你说今天随便一个烂房子都要100多万。
Eight acres of land, God's given it to us with $7 million, and any a broken up home is nearly that price here in the valley.
有人说我们在矽谷最贵的地方买产业，这是神给我们的，根本不是我们有资格买的。
And people actually commented that we're buying the most expensive plot of land in the midst of the Silicon Valley. God has given to us. It's not that we have the ability to buy it.
你今天在 Silicon Valley 买一块荒凉的地，八亩地都绝对不止700万。
And I will tell you, any plot of land here in the Silicon Valley, 8 acres, is more than $7 million.
这是神给我们的。
God has given it to us.
我们永远要感恩啊。
And we need to be thankful.
要这块地是为神而。
We need to be grateful and know that this land is to be used and belong to God.
最后第三个应许讲到，无论往哪里去，神必与我们同去。
This last promise, no matter where we go, God will be with us.
这是让约书亚最不会害怕的一个保证。
This is the one promise that allows Joshua to not be afraid.
虽然看得见的摩西、看得见的领袖不在了。
Though the Moses that he once leaned on, that he could see, is no longer before him.
但是那个看不见的元帅、那个真正掌权的那一位，永远跟我们同在。
But this captain of hosts, whom his physical eyes cannot see, he knows is forever with him.
就算有风暴，就算有狂风暴雨，但是我的心也不怕遭害。
he knows that even in the midst of the storms, he knows that my heart, I will not come to harm.
因为我们的神与我们同在。
I will not be dismayed because the Lord my God is with me.
不管在什么时候，在什么地方，什么样子的遭遇，他的名字永远叫以马内利。
No matter when, no matter where, no matter what I go through, his name is always Emmanuel.
当我们又为了买这块会所，把我们在 Orange Avenue， 用了7年、8年的地方，不止，用了超过10年的地方，我们就把它转手卖给一个中国人的教会。
There's a small church still there now in Cupertino on Orange Avenue. We used it for over 10 years. And when we transitioned to this property, we sold that building to a Chinese congregation.
那时候我们非常需要钱，因为要买这个地。
And we really, really needed the funds to purchase this land.
我们用低于市价的150万要卖给他。
And we used the bottom of the market value, $1.5 million, to sell that property to them.
没想到他们说他们的力量还是不够。
And they say that it's not within our ability to come up with those money, that amount.
后来我们最后123万卖给他。
So we sold it to them for $1.23 million.
我们不是故意挑123，我们就是降了20多万卖给他们。
We did not magically pick one, two, three, but we just lowered the price so that they can afford it.
结果有一天我跟于师母去那边找牧师谈话的时候。
So one day when we were there, Pastor Nancy and I, we were to talk to the pastor there.
我进到他们的那个聚会厅，大厅上面写了几个大字。
And we enter into their sanctuary. There were these great letters and words on the stage.
他写一二三进迦南。
It says 1, 2, 3, enter into Canaan.
这个作为我今天信息的结束，你们比较容易记得。一个荣耀的呼召，两个重要的提醒，三个宝贵的应许，一二三，进迦南。
This will be my summary for the message this morning. One glorious calling.
两个重要的提醒。
Two important reminders and three wonderful promises.
哪个重要的，哪个荣耀的呼召？
What is this glorious calling?
起来承受那地为业 right?
Rise up and inherit that land as your possession.
两个重要的提醒
Two important reminders.
要刚强不要再怕了
Be strong, do not be afraid anymore.
靠着主刚强
By the Lord, be strong.
然后活着讨神喜悦照着他的旨意来活
And live in a way that is pleasing to the Lord by his will.
第三个宝贵的应许第一个是什么
Three wonderful promises. What's the first one?
不可以做
you can't look at your notes right now. It's a quiz.
我们不是 open book 考试，现在关起来了。第一个什么？
What's the first one?
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都要赐给你们为业。
Every place that your soul treads shall be your inheritance.
第二个。
Secondly,
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
All the days of your life, no man shall be able to stand before you.
你不要乱用这句话哈。
Don't use this wrongly.
我老婆不让我爱主，主你把她接去好。
My wife doesn't allow me to come and love the Lord. Lord, you take my wife.
我老板天天逼我加班，主你让他被 fire。
My boss makes me work overtime every day. Lord, make him.Take him away.
我跟你讲，最大拦阻你的就是你。
I'll tell you the greatest obstacle for you is you.
我们这个天然肉体懒惰、松散、妥协、败坏，是我这个人走天路最大的难处。
Our natural life, the corruption, our laziness, our very nature, those are the things that hinders us to walk this heavenly way.
但是神说，必无一人，包括你。
And God says, not one man, including yourself,
包括我们自己
including ourselves,
不要让我的老我阻挡我在属灵的路上往
前 do not allow this old self to be a hinder from my progression with the Lord.
第三个
thirdly,
无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
No matter where we go, the Lord our God will be with us.
我结束的时候，我要用罗马书八章二十八节作为结束。
I'm going to conclude with Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这一段的经文是神整个旨意或是在人身上工作的一个浓缩版。
These verses 28 through 30, it is the summation of God's purpose.For the creation of man.
也是我们人生一切遭遇的解释。
And it is the explanation of everything we encounter in life.
神让万事都互相效力，为了要达成一个荣耀的目的。
That God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him for one purpose.
神把我们从世界救出来，从世界里分别出来，从世界里招出来。
God has delivered us. God has called us. God has separated us out of the world.
有一个目的
for one purpose.
要叫我们得荣耀
that we may receive glory.
前面告诉我们这个荣耀指的是什么
and what is this glory?
就是让我荣上加荣被改变被磨成神儿子的形象
that from glory to glory that I am changed and conformed to the image of his son
然后我在这里所走的每一步路都让我得着基督
that every step that I take in life I will lay hold of more of Christ
让我人生的每一个遭遇我经历生命的改变
and every one of my experiences in life I experience the transformation of his work in me
在我任何的处境里面要让他为我效力 that, 让我变得更像主
and no matter what the circumstances they will come and work for me that I would be conformed to more, be more like Jesus
这是旧约的约书亚记第一章在新约我们怎么样来看他
and this is how we look at chapter 1 of Joshua
跟我们发生的完全的关系
It has everything to do with us
所以今年开始的第一堂我说希望我们都一起起来
Again this my pray that as the year continues to progress we will all rise up
与神一同走入未来
That we will walk every step of our future with the Lord
与神一同 进入新的一年。
That with the Lord we come and step into this new year.
所以希望我们都不要再浪费时间了啊。
And again, brothers and sisters, I pray that we will no longer waste our time.
全部都是神的恩典。
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。